turning nightmares into shadows and shadows into light. I was a prisoner in Egypt for 8 years for crimes committed against the state. Though I was innocent, they treated me fairly, providing food and shelter and paper and pen. It reminded me of a short story I read in college about a self-imposed isolationist. And though I never became as enlightened as the character in the story, I did expand my capacities in thought and action. My psyche and physique gradually transformed. By the time I was released, nobody recognized me, and I was free to wander this world again.